This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Here we'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username for you in moments. And as always, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And of course, we bring things to the table to discuss the we in the studio tonight, including me, Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And so, of course, we'll get to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. But there's some transportation-related news here tonight. Personal transportation. Specifically, these things called hoverboards.
Now, oh, yeah, this is real awesome.
I had not seen this yet until the news story that New York City apparently is now banning these hoverboards. So this news about them being banned was the first time I've ever heard about them. But apparently it's some sort of a variant on, like, the Segway, which years ago, I don't know, Segway is like probably a decade old now at this point, but the Segway was that two-wheeled device with, like, a little platform on it and a big pole coming up the top with some handles.
Yep, and you lean forward, and so this is like a Segway without the pole. So you stand on it. It looks like a skateboard, and you lean forward, and it takes you and has, like, two little blue lights on the bottom.
It looks a little smaller, though. I mean, the Segway form factor.
Yeah, Segway had a big wheels on the side, right. and a big pole up the center that you hold on to. And the hoverboard, they just don't have the pole, and they're a lot smaller, but a lot of people are using them to get around campus or get around cities, and they go up like 10 miles an hour. And
that's convenient.
You know, and they're a lot smaller than a bicycle. You can just put them in your backpack.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so according to CNN, it says the motorized self-balancing scooters are illegal, according to the New York City Police Department and New York State Department of Motor Vehicles.
Hmm.
And you got to love the legalese. The gadgets are considered, quote, electronic personal assistive mobility devices. They are not considered motor vehicles, so they cannot be registered, a DMV spokeswoman told CNN Money.
So they're saying it's like a wheelchair, and because you can't register a wheelchair as a motorized vehicle, well, and I said it's going to be a $200 fine, and I thought, well, couldn't that just be viewed as like a $200 permission fee? Like, what if you were willing to pay the $200 fine each time?
Every time you get caught.
Well, you know, so, I mean, like, that's a lot of people in New York City, they park illegally, like a delivery driver knows that. They park illegally. They know they're going to get, like, a $50 ticket once or twice a day, and they just factor that into the cost of doing business. So they'll tell the business, if you want your stuff delivered, pay the tickets.
So because it's not considered a motor vehicle in that it does not have a combustion-based device, a motor device in it, right? It's an electric vehicle or an electric propulsion device. Or
I don't know, Ian. It's New York City. Nothing they do makes sense.
Well, I mean, I think it is funny, right? All these legal categories. Some lawyers or whoever were sitting around trying to decide how to categorize these things, and they came up with that that definition.
I suspect here in Keene they'd be illegal because I think the ordinance is anything with, I think it's two or more wheels. You can't ride on the sidewalk unless it's
in
a
downtown.
Wheelchair.
Yeah. Well, now, okay, so is this saying they are not allowed anywhere in New York City or only on the roads?
I don't know. I mean, like, I was just reading, like, what I find fascinating are people's reactions. So people like Marcos Avila, this is from the New York Daily News, people like Marcos Avila, 32, from Jackson Heights, decided to ditch bikes, subways, and buses for the hoverboard when he first spotted them this spring.
Okay.
Now he's worried he'll have to return to travel as usual. Now, this is what gets me. It's really going to disrupt my life, Avila 32 told the Daily News. That was my go-to device. Now, people here in Keene, we would be like, oh, no. You were not taking away my hoverboard. In fact, we are deliberately, now that you're telling us it's illegal, we're going to go out of our way to break the law and do it. And people in New York State are like, oh, well, if the government tells us not to do it, we're not going to do it. And that's a little concerning to me.
You know,
Go right ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, James, you were talking about how you think they'd be illegal here. It would be interesting to look at the code in Keene, the municipal code, and see if they specify bicycle, skateboard, or like two-wheeled devices in their code.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Like when we were in Hawaii, it's like no bicycling is allowed on the sidewalks of Waikiki Beach.
Yeah.
So we could always identify the cops on bicycles because they would be the only ones riding on the sidewalk. Yeah. You know. So we thought that was kind of funny. It's like if you wanted to spot a cop on a bicycle, just look for something on the sidewalk because those are the only people who would do it.
Now, here's another great thing. So this New York police department, they initially did a tweet, and then they deleted it because they specified the wrong code. So the code that they said it fall under was 19-176.2, but there's like an exemption, so the hoverboards would be exempt. But now...
They found another one that they think applies.
Exactly. So now
we want this to be illegal, and now we've dug around enough to where we found an ordinance in the tomes and tomes of New York City code that has made it illegal. I wonder, you were TJ, when you were in Hawaii,
yes.
You actually were looking through the government's
This
codes.
Is how you know you're a libertarian. When you're like going through and like the revised ordinance of Honolulu, I got around a little over 1,200 pages.
I don't think even most libertarians would do that as a hobby.
Well, I don't know, but okay, as a somewhat of a legal nerd.
A legal geek.
We were like saying like just like the idiosyncrasies and the absurdity and the pure arrogance of a government to say what you can and can't do. So, for example, in Hawaii, you cannot sell Lays. In Honolulu, Hawaii in particular, you are not allowed to sell Lays if you are under the age of 15.
And by that you mean the flowers.
The flower garment things that they put around you, like the flower necklaces.
There's probably other Lays that are illegal to sell.
Yeah, I'm sure there. But, I mean, you are allowed to sell Lays if you're 15 or over. And you have to sell them within 2 feet of the pier. So the ordinance actually says you have to have one on one side, one on the other, and they have to alternate sides, the vendors do.
Huh.
And at the head of the line, the person closest to the pier, they are not allowed to occupy that spot more than once every 30 days.
Huh.
So if you have like 60 people, you need to have 30 on each side. And if someone's at the head of the line, it's normally first come, first serve, unless it's the head of the line, in which case if you had that spot in the past 30 days, you can't have it. And I'm thinking, why do they have this law? Like the thing that's going through my mind is, what councilman? Was there like some fist fight over Lays and who was head of the line like 30 years ago that they had to pass a law that said, hey, you got to be at least 15 and we can't have more than one person at the head of each line? Like to me, it was the intricacy and detail of saying how things had to be done and what had to be done. And, you know, like
it's just micromanaging people.
Well, for me, what's fascinating is the way the free market gets around the government. It's actually a beautiful thing to see. So, for example, the thing says you cannot vend or pedal on the sidewalks of Waikiki Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But what is vending and pedaling? Well, it's accepting money or quoting a price. That's what the lawyers have said is vending. So how do they get around it? They say, well, I got a luau. It's a real good price. I can't tell you what it is. We have to walk 50 feet in this direction off the street. And then we're no longer on Waikiki Beach. I can now quote you a price. So I kid you not, with James as my witness, we were taken to a little office one block off the thoroughfare
mm-hmm.
where they quoted us the prices and took our credit card. And it was amazing.
Do you think that was their office? Or could you rent your office out to a bunch of these guys, right?
That was the thing. We said, well, what about, he said, we got four of these on Waikiki Beach.
Four offices?
Four vendors
okay.
that are selling these luau's, authentic Hawaiian luau's. And we said, well, what are the other three doing? Here you have the office one block away, but what if someone's way up by, like, the Sheraton, like, 5 or 10 blocks away, and say, those are illegal. So he said, well, what we do is we just, you know, we hope that we don't get caught. So one of our operations mm-hmm. is legal. We bring them back to the office here. But those other people way up there, we're not going to, like, have them walk 10 blocks to take their money. They're not going to say yes. So we just take their money. We walk one street over and take their money. And I didn't quite understand, but it was definitely it was fascinating to me to look up the laws because I thought they were joking. Like,
and how long was the table of contents in the
The table
Hawaiian
of contents was the 50 pages was just the index.
And this was Honolulu.
Honolulu, just
city
the city
code.
Ordinance, not the state of Hawaii, not the island of Oahu.
I wonder how that compares to New York City.
That would be a very interesting question.
Yeah, I bet it's a nightmare. New York City.
It's got to be awful.
Oh yeah, you can't have cigarette lighters. Like that was a thing. Some vendors.
You can't sit on a crate in New York City. Apparently.
Yeah, and you tell people this thing. This is a problem with. You know, you tell people about these crazy laws, and they're like, "Oh, you're making that up."
You can't work on Sundays in New Hampshire.
In theory, but no one enforces that one.
And technically, so all the businesses that are open, they put their money in the bank account. That's money laundering.
Because right? It's illegal.
Yes,
it's illegal.
That would be an 18 U.S.C. 1956 violation. And the thing is frustrating is you tell people, no, there's this really idiotic law that, and they're like, well, okay, yeah, it is a law, but nobody ever enforces it. And then you say, no, 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 the government is enforcing it. They actually are requiring lay sellers to be over 15. And if you are 14...
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do sting operations.
Oh, yeah.
Out there. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Ridiculous ordinances and bans. Share your favorite with us, or the worst with us, and we'll continue on the hoverboards. Also, you can call in to bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. If you're on Skype, we'll sound sometimes like you're right here in the studio with us. Now, if you're on the Internet, you should be protecting yourself over with ProXPN. You get their software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. And, well, there's actually not software for Linux. They just show you how to set it up so it works with Linux. It's pretty cool. Anyway, go to proxpn.com/amp. And what ProXPN is a virtual private network. They encrypt your Internet connection so your own Internet service provider won't know what you're doing online. In fact, ProXPN does not keep any logs of your activities whatsoever. They're also available to Bitcoin users. Now, you can pay with your credit card. If you're going to use your credit card, use code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price if you get the annual account. But if you've got Bitcoin, you get an even better deal. When you go to proxpn.com/amp, you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 of your purchase will go to the Free Talk Live AMP program, which will help us spread the ideas of liberty. So you win, you take back your privacy, Free Talk Live gets a little perk, and, of course, ProXPN gets your business. So it's really a great deal. ProXPN.com/AMP. If you can pay with Bitcoin, go that way. If not, just go to ProXPN.com and use code FTL50. As we continue here, we'll go into your calls and thoughts. More on the New York City hoverboard ban coming up. First, let's talk to Eric. He's in Georgia. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, it's what we do. Go for it.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to talk about nonviolent communication, because I think it's just amazing. It's probably one of the best tools that we have to attain a free society, and also just doing just
to obtain a free society, you said?
Yes, and doing tremendous things for your, you know, in personal lives as well. And
all right, so tell me, what is nonviolent communication?
Well, it's a way of communicating with one another, and also just more of a consciousness. It's dealing with yourself. As essentially, the idea is you of course you don't use judgments, but you use empathy to just meet each other's by just searching out their feelings and meeting their needs. And also in doing the same with yourself and just expressing your feelings and needs at the same time.
So being a nice person.
Well, it's not always saying nice things is what we always just necessarily saying just things that everyone likes. But it's just also just expressing yourself, what needs are not being met, and without using judgment, so to speak. Like,
how has this helped you?
How has this helped me? Well, it's been a lot easier for me to connect with other people, just strangers, and also just reconnect with family and just people I haven't talked to a long time. But in terms of just getting, spreading ideas and just like winning converts or whatever, just furthering these ideas, I'll give you an example. I was, just about 2 weeks ago, I was on my way to a wedding. It was like I'm the only anarchist in the car, and people decided just debate with me all at once, and I was communicating that, you know, I was feeling disoriented, and I was getting frustrated that, you know, my need to be heard wasn't being met, and then the atmosphere started being calmer, it started being quieter, and then my communication started flowing a lot easier, and I think it actually got through them a lot easier than just, arguing, trying to win a debate necessarily.
And you managed to pull this off without any illegal drugs.
No, not problem.
So here's my understanding of nonviolent communication. It's I forget who was the guy who created it. There's like some
Marshall Rosenberg.
So he's this. So he came up with this thing, and there are a number of people in the liberty movement who are big fans of this nonviolent communication. And I have to say, I appreciate where they're coming from. I appreciate the desire for having more productive conversations with people. I appreciate the idea of, okay, let's be empathetic towards the people we're talking with. You know, being empathetic meaning to put yourself in someone else's shoes and to try to understand how they feel about whatever the issue is that's being discussed. So I think all of that is very important. When I hear the people using these nonviolent techniques or these NVC, nonviolent communication techniques, it really comes off as whiny sounding to me. And I just don't, you know, and I'm someone who appreciates where they're coming from, right? So, like, I get the idea of let's be empathetic and let's talk to people and communicate without hostility. I get that. But when people start saying, well, my need for this
now,
isn't
Ian,
being
I think
met.
You're being a little judgmental right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it sounds whiny. And look, you know, a lot of people don't care about what your needs are. They just want to have this, you know, this conversation for whatever reason. Or, you know, and you can be empathetic to people without using, I think, language like that. I remember right. Derek Jay was trying this out once when he was doing Derek Jay's victimless crime spree, and he wrote a letter to the the prosecutor that was coming at him at that time, and he was using this NVC language, and it just sounded like you may want to be respected, you may want to feel like people are listening to you, but honestly, you really don't need that. You can live just fine without those needs, if you will, being met. Those are desires, those are wants. They're not really needs, are they?
Quite sure, but I do have a question about, do you think it's...
Well, a need, I mean, let's go, before you get to your question, a need is something that, like, you can't live without this, right? Like, you need to have water to live.
Yeah,
you need to have
exactly,
air. You don't need to have someone empathizing with you to be able to have a conversation with them. It's a good thing to have, no doubt,
yeah,
but that's something that you want.
Well, right. You can still use it while people are being judgmental towards you. In this way, if it's used correctly, it's where you try to just kind of just and just hear the judgments, and you can interpret the needs and the feelings and the needs as well. But
are you on like a headset or something like that? Because it's terrible. Your sound on the phone is absolutely horrible.
I'm so sorry. I am outside. I do apologize.
Oh, that's so much better. I don't know what you just did, but
I just moved it towards my close, a little closer to my ear.
That helps. Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, you sound a lot better now. I don't want to, bash this if it's working for you, right? Like if you feel like this has helped you communicate with people, that's great. I think that people should do whatever it is that works for them. For me, it sounds too whiny and it sounds disempowering to use.
Okay, well, I have just one quick question for that. I mean,
sure.
Do you think whenever they hear that sounding whiny or whatever, do you think they're also trying to find the needs, the feelings and needs of others? Instead of just communicating their needs as well, does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I've heard when people use it is it's all them talking about what they need, and it's like, look, I don't care what you need. Let's just have a conversation about something. It just sounds like a lot of complaining to me. And then the fact that the guy who founded this is sort of held up as this deity almost in a way, and he also talks to people using a puppet is a little bit weird, don't you think?
Wait, like Mr. Garrison from South Park?
Yeah, kind of like that. I think he died,
really
though, right?
Bothered me.
Marshall Rosenberg?
He died this year.
Hey, thanks, Eric. I am glad it works for you, and I'm sure there are people out there who've never heard of it before that will go and check it out because you called up. So thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I hope you didn't need to be held on to there because we need to continue with your calls and thoughts. 855-453 is our number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also join us via Skype. Skype username tonight and every night is lrn.fm. So feel free to contact us that way. In studio with you, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And you can join us here. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. I also want to let you know about saveatpurse.com. It is the time of year to start making your purchases for the holidays. They're coming up, whatever it is that you celebrate. Most people are celebrating something in the next upcoming few weeks. And getting your shopping done sooner rather than later obviously makes sense. And doing it without having to leave your door of your house, staying inside the office or the home, and just getting it done. You can do that at saveatpurse.com and save 20%, 30%, maybe even more off of your Amazon purchases. So you might have been using Amazon to buy your stuff for the holidays anyway. Well, stop going to Amazon directly and go through saveatpurse.com. If you've got Bitcoin, that is how you save big time. I've done it myself at least 24 times in the last year, and I'm a huge fan of saveatpurse.com. I actually canceled my Amazon Prime because I'm just not using Amazon to order things anymore. I'm going through saveatpurse.com, and I'm using Bitcoin, and I'm saving big time, and it's awesome. So you should try it out, saveatpurse.com, as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Jimmy is listening in Idaho. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, James, and TJ.
Hey, guys. Hey, yeah, I was wondering,
trying to understand exactly this hoverboard thing you're talking about, because as I understand the hoverboard, it was like, you know, something that required this metal base around it and stuff, and you could, like, be, like, Back to the Future. And
yeah, this isn't an actual hoverboard.
Yeah, it's a marketing name. So I would call it just a glorified electronic skateboard or electro-motorized skateboard, but they call it the hoverboard.
Yeah, it's a little hard to describe. Oh. It's like two wheels where your two feet go, and you kind of like...
It's a little platform with two wheels on each side, right?
So with, like, yeah. Imagine a Segway without the handlebars. That's kind of what it is.
And a smaller version, because the Segway wheels are big, big wheels, and these look like... I'm looking at a guy standing on this. If you were to stand next to this, the wheels would be slightly higher than a standard pair of shoes. So they're not very large at all.
And they're trying to regulate that, huh?
No, they're trying to ban them.
They apparently are banned.
Yeah, they are banned. Well, there's a $200 permission fee. So what's the difference between a fine and a fee? It's just what you call it. So, I mean, if you were to pay $200 a day to use the thing, that would be a permission fee versus it's a fine because you're not allowed to do it. So, you know, I really...
Well, the permission slip would, in theory, prevent you from receiving fines, right? So if there was a permission slip available for this, and there's not, then that would prevent you from, if the police were to stop you and harass you, you could wave them away with your, I've got my government permission slip thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, actually, if you think about Christopher David and his whole Uber thing in City of Portsmouth, so he can't be an Uber driver because he hasn't gotten the permission slip, the $1,000 permission slip to be a taxi driver in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Well, you could view it as every time he gets pulled over, he gets a $500 fine, but I would just say he's paying a $500 daily fee to the city every time he gets caught.
Well, that's obviously not worth it, right? Because over time, they
depend on how much your daily income was.
I guess it would depend. Jimmy, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's kind of answering my question there.
Okay.
I had one thing for you, Ian, and
sure.
And Mark's not there, but...
Well, I'm in Mark's microphone, so you got a question for me. I can probably answer with telepathy. You know, I'm connected to Mark fairly well.
Yeah, your website, accessing it through my smartphone on Android, and you go to your website, and I want to read your articles you have posted and stuff like that, and immediately it comes up. So I'm thinking this may be a technical problem, but your website comes up, and then immediately, I mean, real, like within 5 seconds, comes up to where you want my email address and to sign up for your newsletter. And there's no X button to make it go away.
Okay. Well, we can take technical reports on via email, so we'll definitely look into that. It's certainly not something that I think works well for national radio, but thank you, Jimmy, and we'll see if we can, you know, take a look at that off the air. I appreciate the call tonight.
Yeah, thanks for letting me. I second that one, and I noticed it, but I didn't say anything, so.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, definitely appreciate it when people bring things forward when there's an issue, but not during the radio show. Let's talk to Ethan listening in Canada. If you need to email directly, you can shoot us an email at ian@freetalklive.com or mark@freetalklive.com. Ethan's in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about, eh?
Oh, fantastic. I love the local lexicon. You guys are obviously so worldly. speaking about worldly, have you guys noticed that some people seem to be afraid of bombing victims? I'm talking about refugees. Have you guys seen that?
We have noticed a bit of that here.
Yeah, it seems like, and I think this traverses borders. Both our countries seem to suffer from this incredible fear of people who are running from terror, from bombs, from executions, from religious extremism. It's quite horrifying to watch. It's like a massive lack of empathy. It's kind of crazy because a lot of people fear that we're going to be attacked.
So this is happening in Canada as well. So it's not just xenophobic Americans. There are also xenophobic Canadians.
There are plenty of xenophobic Canadians. In fact, it seems about only 40. Look at that, Abut. It was so right. About only 40% of us seem to support refugees coming into Canada. Our federal government has this plan to bring in 25,000 refugees by the end of the year, which is a really quick timeline. I think it challenges the American plan. I believe you guys had something like 10,000 wanting to come in, right?
I have no idea.
Something like that. But the point is, you've got all of these people who are languishing in refugee camps. You've got people who are trying to escape war-torn regions of the planet. And you have all of these people who are saying, that's terribly horrible. You know, we can't let those people in. They might attack us. I totally get that there is an unfortunate sort of link here with the state, that the state provides an enormous amount of benefit to refugees, and that probably shouldn't happen. They should probably just get out of the way of refugees who are trying to make a new life in a new country.
But Ethan, even without the benefits, let's just say the welfare programs disappeared tomorrow, you'd still have people who are fearful about the idea of refugees because ISIS, you know, they could be coming to kill and steal your babies or something like that.
Right.
Well, how do you address that?
Right. Well, I guess the best technical way to address that is quite obviously that, look, refugees are some of the most screened people coming into a country on the planet. For your country and mine, there is no other group of people that come into a country that are from international origin that are screened more heavily. Getting a passport is complete and utter child's play compared to this. This is why these people are in refugee camps for like 4 years. They go through multiple interviews. A lot of times, a lot of the procedures that they have to go through have to be repeated several times and extends the process of screening because by the time they finally get to the next step, oh, it's been too long since we've asked you those questions, we have to ask you again.
But that's so, not very libertarian, though, right? I mean, like to fall back on the government and say, oh, well, you don't have to worry about these people being killers because the government's going to protect you with screenings. I mean, that doesn't sound like something that a libertarian should be saying.
No,
and I happen to know that
you are
a libertarian talk show host. From Ed and Ethan show.
At one point,
yeah.
I think that it's not something to lean on. It's definitely apropos, and this is why I point out that we shouldn't be afraid of victims who are running from bombs. These are people who are running away from the terrorists, right?
But that's what they want you to think. They're only acting like they're victims because they want you to let them in so they can blow more things up.
Yeah, you know, it's terrible. I wonder if they wouldn't have acted like that if we had bombed them. I don't know. I wonder strange.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, the more things change, the more things stay the same. I mean, it wasn't too long ago in this country that they were locking up Japanese, you know, saying, oh, they're going to sabotage, you know, we have to lock them all up because we're not sure which ones are going to be potential terrorists, even though pretty much none of them were terrorists.
That was just a bunch
of fear mongering.
We were actually at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and so of course it was the Japanese attacked us unprovoked. It's like we put our entire Pacific Fleet right at Japan's doorstep.
Yeah, there's so many things we can go into it that were just provoking Japan.
There was
no different
today.
It was
the 8-point memo, the McCollum memo, that goes over 8 reasons or 8 ways that they could essentially manipulate the Japanese into to attacking them. Ethan, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Whether it's the hoverboard or refugees or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can join us here. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. At Skype, username lrn.fm. The hoverboard has been banned in New York City. It's not actually a hoverboard. It's not like the Lexus hoverboard. I don't know if y'all saw that video that Lexus put out.
It's not like the hoverboard from Back to the Future 2.
Right, which is what inspired Lexus, I guess, to, because it's 2015, and so the whole Back to the Future thing was happening, or Back to the Future 2 was happening in 2015, and they had hoverboards, and this is the year that the first hoverboard has actually come out. It's not available commercially at this point. The Lexus hoverboard, essentially, it's using magnetic technology.
Yeah.
It has to be used on a special track that essentially has, you know, metal or magnets or something in it. And so that's how it works. There's a video online of the Lexus hoverboard. I'm sure if you search for that, you'll find it. And they got some, you know, pro skateboarder guy to come out and ride this thing around on one of these special tracks. And, you know, of course, there's a Lexus car in the thing, so it's basically a commercial for the Lexus company, because there's not any kind of plan that they're going to be marketing these in any way, shape, or form to the general public. But that's sort of a real hoverboard in that it actually did not touch anything. It was actually hovering. these things that have been banned in New York City are, as you, I think you described them best, TJ, a Segway without the handles, basically, or the stem.
The hoverboard is just a marketing trade name they get, and that really kind of irks me as an engineer, because then when I want to talk about it, I say hoverboard, people think I'm talking about the thing in Back to the Future 2, and I'm like, no, it's just a Segway. I'm like, well, why wouldn't they just call it a motorized skateboard or something? And I'm like, well, because
that's not really a skateboard. The skateboard is something that is long and thin. This is wide, so it's something that you just sort of stand on with your natural stance, right? You're just sort of standing on it, and then I guess what do? Lean forward or something like
and
that?
And you lean forward. In fact, I saw like two or three people out them on, and when we were in Hawaii, we saw them on Waikiki Beach. People were riding around on them.
Yeah, they are pretty cool, and you can go faster than you can walk.
Did you try one?
No, they look cool, though.
I see. Your boyfriend was skimping out, huh?
Yes, I was getting the five-star chef dining was kind of taking it out on the wallet.
There, these hoverboards are also illegal in Britain. British authorities declared them illegal to ride in public because they're considered vehicles, and vehicles cannot be driven on sidewalks.
So wait. Now, isn't that counter to the New York City definition? Because earlier you read us this long legal categorization for these hoverboards, and they specifically said that they were not motor vehicles. So,
well, what's interesting now is, so the NYPD, you remember I said they posted a thing up and they posted a code and they deleted it because it's the wrong code.
Right, the municipal code.
So now they're saying that they're still illegal, but the department did not respond to follow-up questions about how the law would be enforced. So they are illegal, they're saying, but...
See, this is the kind of thing that I think is... this would be fun to do as a family kind of civil disobedience. And I know that, like, people will say, oh, Ian, you don't have kids, and, you know, people who have kids wouldn't want to do this. But I think that if you actually had a family who was willing to engage in some level of civil disobedience, you send your 7-year-old or 10-year-old or whatever out there with one of these hoverboards, and you just have them playing in the streets and riding around on their hoverboard with their friends or whatever, and then, you know, wait and see what the police do about that. You know, go do it right in front of the police station or something.
You got to be careful in New York. Wouldn't it? I think I might be misremembering here, but I
take your kids.
I think New York, this lady was, like, sending her child on the subway alone, and, like, they were going to arrest her, and they hassled her. And
I don't think they hassled her. I think you're talking about the world's worst mother.
That's right.
Lenore Scanese, who actually spoke at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival. We had a chance to meet her. Super nice lady. She blogs over at freerangekids.com. Great website. She... I don't believe she faced any legal consequence for that, but there have been other parents who have allowed their kids to sort of be more independent and, like, go home from school or go to the park by themselves, and that they have had their kids taken away from them in various different jurisdictions. So that I understand why parents wouldn't want to do something like that, and by no means would I, you know, twist anyone's arm into doing it. But I think that when kids are involved in doing civil disobedience like that, it really is a powerful thing. Like the kids with the lemonade stands. Like,
yes.
That's the classic
example.
It teaches,
well, you know, sometimes teaching the kids, sometimes there is a time and place to tell the government no. To say what you are doing is inherently wrong, it is unnecessary, it may not be evil, but it is completely silly, and I refuse to obey. And so spank me or go away. And so, you know, it's kind of amazing. What I love about Keen is I love watching you, Ian. You'll go in there and you'll have, like, oh, an open container of alcohol. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not bothering or molesting anybody or harassing anybody, but I have an open container of alcohol. Go ahead and arrest me. And, you know, what really it shows that what the government cares about is not the open container of alcohol. They can't have people like you out there making fun of them, disobeying them flagrantly. So, like, my idea...
They hate that.
Oh, yeah. When I was in Hawaii, my idea was to take an open container of alcohol. So our tour guide said, you know, get a thing of Jack Daniels, go to Burger King, pour it in the cup, get some soda, walk along the beach, watch the sunset while drinking Jack and Coke. And I immediately pipe up, isn't that illegal? And he says, well, you don't tell the cops you're doing it. Yeah, it's illegal. And I thought, this is very interesting. The tour guide, all the reasonable, good people know that this law is silly, this open container law. And yet the cops, for them, I said, you know, I'm going to get an open container. I'm going to have James hold a sign with an arrow pointing to me going, open container, please arrest me. And it's like, please don't do that. Please don't do that. You know, you're
that's what the,
you're going to destroy your record. And I'm like, well, I'm already retired. I don't care about my criminal record. We don't come to New Hampshire and do this to you. And we take care of people here. And I'm like, Well, he said, we take care of people here. And I'm like, you mean like we take care of people here, or we take care of people? Mahalo, oh, we love you. And I didn't know how to really interpret that.
I think it's the former.
Yeah, but you know, ultimately, what it is, it's not the container of alcohol that matters. It's the somebody's making fun of the law and flagrantly disobeying them, and they can't have the public seeing somebody break the law so openly, so publicly. Because then you're on a slippery slope, because then everyone might start disobeying that law.
Right, and then you know, their power is hanging by a thread. They're essentially, to some extent, a paper tiger. Yes, they will lash out and hurt people, but if enough people were to disobey them, they would be unable to control it. And, of course, the perfect example of this, I think the classic Keen example of this, Keen is the place in New Hampshire.
420 smoking.
Yes, Keen is the place in New Hampshire where we're doing the show from right now. And of course, we're all here because of the Free State Project, the idea of converging activists together so we can be more effective together. But the best example actually involved mostly locals, which was Rich Paul's 420 celebrations that were happening here. Now, Rich, he's on our Monday night show here on Free Talk Live. He is a great activist, libertarian, voluntarist, you know, through and through. And he started these 420s that were happening publicly in Central Square in Keene in 2009. And he spread the word amongst the locals, because at the time he was selling weed in town. Yeah. And
you know, a lot of people smoke weed. It's just most people
they
have
won't
sense
come out
enough.
Closet.
Yes, it's kind of like being openly gay in the 1970s. If you are like a pot smoker, if you're a school teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or a real estate agent, anything with a government license, you would be crazy to admit that you smoke pot.
Right.
So, of course, I mean, it's just like there were a lot of gay people back in the 70s, but everyone had sense enough not to admit it. And it wasn't until a few people started saying, well, I'm gay and I really don't see anything wrong with
it. When they stood up for themselves. And so that's what was going on a daily basis. Eventually, it grew to 100 and something. I mean, it was like over a week or two, it grew to 100 people in Central Square, which is a relatively small park. I mean, we're just talking about a small park in the middle of downtown.
And the whole idea was, you know, hey, people smoke in public. They smoke their cigarettes or tobacco, or they drink their vodka martini on the public sidewalk in a nice restaurant.
But the thing is, the police tried to crack down. They came in, and they did their classic thing of targeting who they thought was the leader.
Oopsie.
And they did that, and they went and they arrested Rich during one of these big ones with like 100 and something plus people.
And that was a mistake.
It was. But with anyone else, it might have worked, right? Like, you know, they have to try. Because they have to protect their power. So they took Rich to the police station.
Yep.
About half of the group walked down there with signs and chanting.
Oh, they walked more than just signs, Ian.
Well, there was a lot of weed, too.
Yeah, they walked into the police station.
That was the second time. So the first day we went behind the police station, behind the no unauthorized access sign.
Legal.
A large circle and passed around multiple joints over the period of about an hour while we waited for
Rich. What was the one where they had
released
their bongs and their joints? You were smoking in the middle of the police station lobby.
That was the next day.
Okay,
the police came back out the next day and made another arrest of another one of the people they thought was the ringleader. And then again, another 50 people went back to the police station, this time going inside the police station lobby and successfully smoking cannabis inside the police station lobby
where there was a no smoking sign.
That's right.
There was a no smoking sign in there, Ian.
In front of the agents, there were people there. It wasn't like they didn't know what was going on.
They sure wanted to pretend it wasn't going on.
That's right, yeah, because later on, that was the last arrest that happened. Later on, the police were saying, well, we've gotten reports of pot being smoked in Central Square, and we've walked through and we haven't smelled anything, so we're just calling this case closed, even though we were still smoking every day. 855-450-FREE, it's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.